How's everyone doing? This is DBJ, and I just want to make a formal intro for today's episode. So on today's episode, this is Hump Day, Wednesday, April 17th. And today we discussed a lot of things. I'm playing some clips from a young white kid. I'm not sure exactly where he's from, but this young white kid is sitting in front of a laptop and he's calling Mexican people niggers and he's calling black people niggers. You know what I mean? Just super disrespectful language. And I wonder where he's learning this stuff from. Probably his white parents that are probably racist. So you see how all that stuff trickles down? You know what I'm saying? And those would be this white kid that you're going to hear saying all this bull crap and spewing all this hate in his heart. How does a 9 or 10 year old kid have all this hate in their heart? Their parents are teaching them. And these are the kind of kids that end up being the January 6th rioters and shit like that. And the racist business and company owners that won't hire black or brown people. You know what I mean? These are the people we have to breathe and live amongst. And they're getting younger now. So I'm going to play that clip. Also, more importantly today, we have, there's a memorial at Pizza Shuttle here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. If those aren't familiar with Milwaukee or Wisconsin, Miss Sade Robinson, young black female that was killed by that white dude. I'm not even going to say his name anymore. She was killed by the white guy. So anyways, there's a memorial set up over at Pizza Shuttle where she worked at over on Firewell Avenue. I took some items over there today, a teddy bear. I bought a card. A pink candle. I left a pen. So I would hope if people can get down there to Pizza Shuttle, there's a memorial set up. Other people left other things. So please go over there, show your support, sign the card, you know what I mean, and show some love. So I'm going to play the interaction with a gentleman that I ran into while I was going to Walgreens to buy items. He was totally unaware of what was even going on. And I ran into another lady when I was walking over to the memorial to drop the items off. I ran into a white lady. She was standing there looking, and I had told her about what happened. She was totally dumbfounded. She didn't even know what was going on. So I'm going to play that clip. So please listen and enjoy the rest of your day. Stay safe out here. And until the next one, peace. Peace and blessings. This is DBJ, and it is Hump Day. Please enjoy the podcast today as we talk about various topics. And enjoy this burning spear as our intro this morning. If you're not familiar with Burning Spear, other than Bob Marley, they're the greatest reggae band out there. On Steel Pulse is good as well. Please enjoy today's episode. Stay safe out here. Go do something good for somebody. And until the next one, peace. And thanks for listening. I truly appreciate it.
Yesterday, and they were under the towel, and I stepped on them. And then the other pair I have, the ears, like, I mean, one of the ears is like coming loose. So I need to get some new ones. It's crazy. They got everything locked up, like the deodorant, all that shit, razors. You got to ask them to help you. Okay, readers. Find these readers. Hold on. I got to get candles too. Let's see. Ooh, maybe I'll get a candle. Yeah, I'll get a candle. Light a candle over there for shot A. Ooh, perfect. We'll do this one. Pink candle. I gotta get some cleaning pads. Forever. Just trying to get a card. I'm gonna get like a big card, and maybe people can just fill it out. You know what I mean? Or something like that. Trying to find some stuff to, some pink stuff to go over there. And, you know, they got a memorial for Sade Robinson, the girl that was killed by that white dude.
Yeah.
You ain't heard about this story?
Huh.
Oh, wow, bro. Yeah, man.
Where was this?
It happened, I think it happened April 1st or 2nd. Yeah, Sade Robinson, black girl, she got killed by this white dude. They had met. They went out to the south side to that Twisted Fisherman on a first date or whatever. And then she worked at Pizza Shuttle. She lived in our building. So she didn't show up for work one morning. And then they came, look, her friends and stuff were like, yo, she didn't show up for work. So they started calling and shit. And the police came looking at our building because that's where she lived. So they had a picture of her leaving out that morning and never returning. Come to find out, this white dude ended up killing her. Sade Robinson. Some white dude, his name is Max Anderson. He's locked up $5 million bill in the Milwaukee County Jail. Yep, killed. They found her. He cut her leg off from the hip. They found her leg in Warnemont Park on the south side.
Wow.
They're still looking for her body parts, bro. All over the city.
Hold on, let me see.
Yeah.
Let's see if my girl knows something about this, because she be into this type of shit, though.
Yeah, this shit's wild, bro. So I'm getting this stuff because they have a memorial at Pizza Show. People are leaving things because she worked there. And also, they're leaving stuff at the at this punk-ass dude, the killer's house, over on 39th and Oklahoma.
Yeah. Hey, look. Explain what you just said right there. You know something about...
How you doing?
About what's her name? The
Sade Robinson case?
I'm an activist. I'm with it. Yep.
Salute. I'm DBJ. Yeah, I got a podcast, DBJ's Cold World Podcast. We've been discussing this case. And I was just we're at the store right now. I'm about to buy some things to take over to Pizza Shuttle. She has a memorial set up over there, so I'm gonna go over there. Bought a card. Got a pink candle, for I know her favorite color is pink. And then I'm gonna shoot over to her house later and drop some, you know, some pink items over there too.
He said they still ain't found her body parts yet.
No, they haven't. I'll be at work all the time. That's why I'm not in the street. I want you to put it to her safe, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm fighting for my heart, but I'm fighting.
Appreciate you, yep. I got PayPal.
PayPal?
Yep.
Why do I do that? What, separate bag for it or same?
Separate bag, please.
Alright.
Yeah, I can't have that one get messed up. That car is very important.
The Facebook is quite a princess handle.
All right, 30, 20.
Okay.
Other
side up. I got you.
Yeah, flip it over so it's upside down.
Like that?
Okay. Yeah. Side inside.
Yeah.
Type in the paper. Yeah.
Ooh. Yellow.
All right. I got it. One in the bag or two?
In the bag.
Put the bag with the card.
Thank you.
Yep. You're all set?
All right. Search for her.
Shaquana Princess Hannah, S-H-A.
S-H-A. So, either little kids are teaching themselves to be racist,
or they're learning it from their parents, from their white parents. So listen to this little white kid be disrespectful.
Spanish people are niggers. Greeting all Spanish niggers. Blah, 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 dumbheads. I mean, what's Spanish people? What the heck? Blah, 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 blah. You sound like a fucking retard. You fucking nigger. Fucking nigger. Nigger. You're a nigger. That's what you are. I hate you. Spanish people, F you. You are a nigger. Nigger. Spanish people are niggers. Fucking cock.
That's what this little white kid is saying. It says, greetings all N-words. His parents passing on their racism that has been passed down from generation to generation. Yep, it's a video of this little white kid. Looks like he's sitting in front of a laptop, you know what I'm saying? He's just going nuts. He's just spewing a bunch of racist bull crap. Calling Mexican people the N-word. Calling black people the N-word. Saying how he hates black and Latin kids. And where do you think he's learning that from? His dad and mom are teaching him that shit. I mean, come on. That kid right there, that's a January 6th rioter type dude. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all white people need to raise y'all kids better. And those would be some of the school shooters and shit too. You know what I'm saying? It's part of the reason why I expose these little racist ass, punk ass kids. You know what I mean? Don't no little young boy like that should have that much hate in his heart. You know what I mean? That's his family. That's the people around him teaching him that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Gotta look at that. Okay, here's another. Some more racial bullshit. Let's see what they're talking about.
When making stops.
I'm a former fear.
Race played a role in who he pulled over.
There was evidence uncovered in the internal affairs investigation that he admitted having that bias when making stops.
I'm a former Fairfax County police officer at the center of 400 disputed cases, has been fired from his new job in Florida.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
That officer is accused of lying about a traffic stop that put a D.C. firefighter in jail for nearly 2 years.
The officer involved in Elon Wilson's arrest is accused of lying about why he pulled him over.
I told Lauren even before the trial, I said, this report sucks. I said, it's going to get picked apart in court. She said, no, you're fine. Trust me, you have enough.
The officer is no longer with the department and, in fact, is now facing federal and local investigations. It's a new video of the traffic stop, which is raising many questions.
For the first time, we're seeing what a former Fairfax County officer says was his reason for pulling over a former D.C. firefighter. The former officer, Jonathan Freetag, says the firefighter, Elon Wilson, crossed over the solid yellow line during this drive in April of 2018. If you didn't see the car cross over the line, well, neither did Fairfax County Internal Affairs, who interviewed Freetag about this traffic stop in 2020.
We don't see the vehicle cross the solid line.
We didn't play the video, but we played this literally in a suppression here where you can see his tires touch the solid line.
So they touched the solid line?
Yeah, they literally touch it. He's crossing over the line.
Freetag pulls Wilson over, then claims he smells marijuana and that the windows are too tinted. Freetag told Internal Affairs he never actually tested the window tint to know if they were too dark. In fact, he was never even trained how to do it.
To question you about tint meters and their usage, you've never been trained. You have no knowledge of. Have you ever charged someone with a tint violation before?
Yeah.
Freetag says while on patrol, he would camp out in this church parking lot across the street from a music recording studio and stop anyone who behaved out of the ordinary. This can be considered a pretextual traffic stop, stopping someone for one reason in order to conduct an unrelated search or investigation.
This is a pretextual stop. Let's make it clear.
And yeah, 100%.
You don't admit to that in the report.
Yeah, I don't admit to that in any of my reports. I was told not to.
That report and many others are what prosecutors built their cases on. Freetag references one such former Fairfax prosecutor and says she knew he used pretexts to make stops, even though he left them out of his report.
I told Lauren, even before the trial, I said, this report sucks. I said, it's going to get picked apart in court. She's like, no, you're fine. Trust me, you have enough.
That attorney told News 4 Today she never condoned pretextual stops. In 2020, Virginia's legislature passed a law banning police from using many pretexts, including window tint. While that happened after Freetag stopped, the practice raised questions and investigations into his work, like the stop of Elon Wilson, which sent the father to a young boy off to prison for nearly 2 years. His case was recently challenged, thrown out, and he was released from prison.
Neither the prosecutor nor I were aware that there was a dash cam video.
Defense attorney Marvin Miller says when that video finally did come to light, it showed the reason why a Fairfax County police officer said he pulled over former D.C. firefighter Elon Wilson in 2018 was not true.
It shows that the car does not go over the solid yellow line. So he said it did, and it shows that it didn't.
After pulling Wilson over, now former Fairfax County police officer Jonathan Freitag found two guns and hundreds of oxycodone pills. But Fairfax County's top prosecutor, who pushed for Wilson to be released, says it's not clear any of it actually belonged to the former D.C. firefighter. He believes Wilson may have only made a plea and let a judge find him guilty because he has a young family and was being threatened with at least a 10-year sentence otherwise.
There is real doubt as to whether he was guilty of anything at all.
In addition, Commonwealth's attorney Steve Discano says he wants to throw out convictions in 400 other Fairfax County cases where Freitag was the officer in.
Alright, here's some punk-ass Ku Klux Klan bullshit. White racist people out here. Yeah, they're still out here. They are still out here. Y'all want to listen to this clip? I'm going to play it. Don't be mad at me. I'm just playing it. I'm trying to prove to you guys that there's white supremacy and these white racist people are still out here, man. You know what I mean?
Tonight, boys, they're going to kill us a Negro.
And will you be at Saturday's rally?
More likely. We'll see how things go.
Call for rain. But we'll see what happens. Call for rain today, but we still out there.
The Ku Klux Klan is like the postal service. We rain, shine, sleet, or snow. We're going to be out there. Ain't no rain going to stop me. So I'm going to be out there.
And that's how you do it. That's it. Prepare a crowd.
We're going to kill us a Negro.
All right.
This is the KKK.
Yep, that's them punk ass KKK. You heard them. It says, here I'm going to read you what it says. This is from the We Expose Racist and Pedo website. You know what I'm saying? They'll be exposing pedophiles and racist people and shit. You know what I'm saying? So shout them out. So it says, why do you think these racists weren't arrested for a hate crime? You know what I'm saying? Why do you think that? Because a lot of times they'll be down, way down south, and like a lot of them places down there, some parts of Florida, some parts of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and shit like that, or deep, deep in them woods and shit like that, where like no one really bothers them and there's really nobody around them. Them white people will be out there shooting off guns. They'll be doing, having all kinds of drug lab. They'll be doing all kinds of shit out there. You know what I'm saying? Because there ain't no one really around to like, to really check their behavior or nothing like that. Yeah, they'll be doing some crazy wild shit. And they'll be out there practicing all that hate bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm here to expose some of that stuff. So when you're all like, oh my God, don't be mad at me. Be mad at the people that are doing the stuff. Somebody has got to expose this shit. I'm not going to do this each and every day, but I'm going to do it enough. You know what I'm saying? All right, here's some real fucked up, crazy nonsense. So this is a white cop. Check out what he did. Y'all ready to listen? Y'all want to hear this? Check this shit out.
Okay. Spokane police officer arrested and charged with raping a victim of a crime he was investigating is again a free man tonight.
Let me start
released
that over.
From jail over the weekend without having to post bond. Officer Nathan Nash was arrested Friday on second-degree rape charges and spent one night in jail. As of tonight, Nash is still on the force, and it's up to him. A Spokane police officer arrested and charged with raping a victim of a crime he was investigating is again a free man tonight. Released from jail over the weekend without having to post bond. Officer Nathan Nash was arrested Friday on second-degree rape charges and spent one night in jail. As of tonight, Nash is still on the force, and it's up to him to show up to his first court date tomorrow. 4 News Now reporter Taylor Graham in studio tonight with an in-depth timeline of the developments that led up to this point.
Well, 4 News Now first broke this story October 24th, a month ago yesterday, when we learned an officer was under investigation for sexual misconduct. Our station was told the name of that officer and that he was accused of sexually assaulting a woman
who was
the victim of domestic violence.
Out here, raping people that he's supposed to be fighting the crime for.
Until 5 days later, when the department announced Officer Nathan Nash was placed on administrative leave, that he was the officer accused, and that the Spokane County Sheriff's Office was investigating. A few days after that, on November 1st, Nash's attorney released a statement saying his client denied the allegations. That brings us to last Friday, just after 5 p.m. Nash was arrested on charges of second-degree rape and official misconduct, then booked into the Spokane County Jail. He spent one night in there, just over 24 hours, before a Superior Court commissioner signed off on his release Saturday evening. So, what changed? What evidence came back that led to Nash's arrest and criminal charges? That's what we tried to get today, but no court paperwork was available. We do know that the accuser, went to the hospital where they collected evidence through a rape kit, and that they were looking through Nash's phone and computer as part of their investigation. I spoke with Nash's attorney today. He says, once again, his client denies the allegations and that he was released because he was found to be of no danger to the community and a low flight risk. I asked Nash's attorney if there is any DNA evidence linking his client to the crime. He said there's none he's aware of. Nash will face a judge for the first time since these allegations came to light tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Court documents will be filed by then, and we should have a lot more information. We'll be in the courtroom getting you updates.
Yep. That's what they're out here doing. Out here being racist. These KKK people are still out here. These cops are out here raping people. Some of them. You know what I'm saying? So, there you have it. Y'all have a good night. About to go finish watching this Laker game. I mean, halftime is just about over. You know what I'm saying? And see what happens with that Sacramento game next. Hopefully Golden State can pull that one out. And then get ready for the Bucks in a few days. Looking like Giannis might not be good to go for game one, but they should be straight without him for game one or two. Dame's going to have to step up. Middleton's going to have to step up too. And Brooks got to start playing harder. Brooks seems uninvolved and uninterested. I'm talking about the Milwaukee Bucks, where people, they're like, what did dude start talking about? Yep, so yeah, I'm a Bucks fan, but yeah. So I'm about to go watch the rest of these games, these playing games, and I'll holler at y'all soon. Peace.
All these women naked on Instagram. All these men wearing these women clothes. Listen, love, it's a social site. They got you thinking it's a centerfold. Put it in your mental that your body is a temple, but you don't even care about niggas you let enter, yo. The pussy free, but the crack course. Black girl laws, you should know if your math off. You can tell it is all wrong. When you're school like the text and the spelling is all wrong. Forgot about the race like the melon is all gone. No order in the hood like the felons is all gone. I guess they lost the code or forgot about it. They won't help your moms with a bag that says a lot about it. You better teach them to stand up. They go straight for the gun, never throwing their hands up. Why don't you think about your family? You really a man up. Man up, man. I learned that in the cage. Tried to kill us with crack, tried to kill us with AIDS. This shit is like a book, but you never seen in the page. And the city blues got a nigga light in the haze. Is it FBI or IRS? Is it DEA or ATF? Got a nigga sweating, thinking, will they take me next? I ain't Malcolm, but they about to make me X. I got my brain working out, don't make me flex. But